Supporters say it's a much-needed, if imperfect, kickstart to education reform. Opponents say it places student success squarely on the shoulders of teachers. Senate Bill 736 passed pretty much along party lines. The exceptions were Democrat Gary Sipplin of Orlando, who voted for it, and Lakeland Republican Paula Dockery, who voted against it. Sarasota area Senator Mike Bennett, a Republican, said passing the controversial reform is better than maintaining the status quo.
We're failing. And if we don't adopt the types of changes that we're trying to do here in Senator Wise's bill, we will continue to do the same thing time after time after time. We have to hold people accountable.
Earlier this year, Education Week rated Florida's public schools fifth in the nation for 2010. That's up from eighth in the prior year and 14th in 2008. The bill's opponents say the state shouldn't try to fix what's not broken. The bill requires school districts to use student performance on tests as half of the criteria by which they assess teacher quality. Senate Minority Leader Nan Rich, a Democrat from Sunrise, said Governor Rick Scott may be trying to run the state like a business, but a one-size-fits-all policy won't work when it comes to education.
Teachers and students aren't just widgets coming off the assembly line that you can run through a quality control department and definitively label them as satisfactory or unacceptable. They're human beings.
Senate Bill 736 would also allow schools to fire new teachers without cause. Senator Eleanor Sobel, a Democrat from Hollywood, said the bill is piecemeal and not based in reality.
There is no conclusive evidence whatsoever that merit pay will lead to higher student achievement.
Sobel cited a recent Vanderbilt University study suggesting higher teacher pay doesn't impact test scores. Besides, she said, the tests that would be used statewide starting in 2014 have yet to be developed. She said creating and implementing them would heap unfunded mandates onto local school districts.
Where will the state get the money to reward highly effective teachers, especially in light of the shortfalls and proposed education budget cuts? Race to the top, federal funds will run out. That is a fact.
While opponents say the bill will cause Florida to hemorrhage young teachers and repel others from coming to the state, proponents say it will attract those who are truly motivated to educate. Miami Senator Anitere Flores called the current teacher pay schedule an injustice.
That young teacher, someone that's just starting, they want to come in and they want to change the world in their classroom. They come in there, they make miracles, their students learn, everyone's doing so much better, they're taking the worst of the worst, and they drastically improve those students. We tell that teacher, this is what your reward is. You're going to get paid by our salary schedule right now an extra 100 or 200 bucks this year. And stick around with us for 10 or 15 years, because in 10 years, we're going to pay you more.
Paula Dockery, the sole Republican in her chamber to oppose the bill, said the real injustice is the economic disparity among families throughout Florida. Dockery said, yes, every child is capable of learning, but some home environments better lend themselves to student success than others.
A child who comes from a family, whether it be a one-parent or two-parent family, who urges that child to do well in school and who helps that child with homework and whose electricity is on in their home and who is actually in a structured home and not living in a van or whatnot, that child has an advantage. The child that has that security of a good home and electricity and a parent who cares has an advantage over a child that doesn't.
During the debate, Dockery and other opponents admitted the bill would pass no matter what they said. Stephen Wise, the Jacksonville Republican who sponsored it, is a former teacher. He said Florida's recent high education ranking belies the fact that the graduation rate of African American males is extremely low compared to other groups. He said he thinks the bill would attract quality teachers up for the challenge of changing that.
This bill ought to be a teacher's dream, to be able to get paid for student success, not how they did on the FCAT, but on the progress the student made.
Hillsborough Classroom Teachers Association President Gene Clements said the bill would do the opposite, especially since it would allow a school to fire a teacher without due process.
You could have the best teacher in a school, the most effective, the most successful teacher in the school that everybody knows is just doing a phenomenal job in getting student success and learning. And that teacher can still be fired for no cause throughout their entire career.
The Hillsborough County School District is receiving a $100 million Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grant to help it develop its own student and teacher assessment criteria. Clements said the tests are years in the making, plus they're being crafted specifically for Hillsborough County students. Senate Bill 736 gives the state 3 years to develop tests for the same purpose statewide. In Clements' view, the state is jumping the gun.
Why would you not sit back, support what we're doing, and allow time for us to find the problems, the mistakes, revamp?
The bill is expected to hit the House floor during a marathon session next week. It's expected to pass there, and the governor has already said he'd sign it. As for Florida's teachers, Clements said they won't be giving up anytime soon.
We know how to work with troubled children. We know how to work with difficult learners. Clearly, we have a lot of folks in Tallahassee who fall into that category right now. So we will not give up trying to educate them.
For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.